Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English programme. We are looking at the latest news from Anfield now. And if you're watching this either on the Ustream, because we're doing this live right now, this very second, on the Ustream, and we then sort of keep it as an archive on our YouTube page, then if you're watching it, you can see a nice, lovely picture of the inside of the stadium. I've got the picture from I can give you just so you know what's going on here. This is from the Wikimedia Commons, this photo. Robert Cutts from Bristol in England, UK, is the author, if you like, of the picture. It's from the Wikimedia Commons, or Wikimedia Commons. It's licensed under a Creative Commons license. So there we go. So this is our little program where we look at the latest news and info from Anfield. So we can have a little look here. I've got the news. We get our news, as always, from the news section of the official Liverpool FC website, which is liverpoolfc.tv. The only problem I have is because I'm not sort of following every sort of minute thing that happens at Liverpool. We sometimes have a problem, don't we, Pilar, with all the names and things. But I'm sure lots of the fans have the same problem. But here we go. So Fabio visited the LFC TV studios to film the latest episode of 60 Minutes. And you can check that out. That's the latest news there. And Liverpool have been dealt a blow with the news that Shelvey will be out of action for 12 weeks with a tendon problem in his knee. Here at LFC TV, we're always looking at new ways of improving the quality of programming on our channel. And asking you a question, what is your favourite LFC TV show? You can write in and tell them. And John Henry recently granted an exclusive interview to the Fox Soccer Channel in America. And you can watch it online if you want to. Kenny Dalglish has paid tribute to Jamie Carragher and admitted his performance in helping to thwart Chelsea on Sunday was like something and lots of dots. You have to sort of click on the link to read more info. So if you want to know more, you have to go to the official Liverpool FC TV news page. Kenny has been speaking to the media. Well, this is ahead of the weekend's clash with Wigan. You can watch his Melwood press conference in full. Kenny Dalglish remains hopeful Steven Gerrard will be fit for Saturday's clash with Wigan. And Kenny paid tribute to three of the club's England youngsters. Dalglish prays for England trio. Check that out on, as I say, the official Liverpool FC page, liverpoolfc.tv, and all the information and news and things it's all there. Lots of multimedia, lots of interactive things, video, the television station, mobile phone things, all kinds of things. Lots of, as I say, multimedia type things, downloads, voting, games, toolbars. They've got their Twitter, Facebook and everything, all kinds of things. Check it out now if you can. Well, this is the English programme, broadcasting live via Ustream, and you can get in touch with us if you want at stevesradioshow@hotmail.com and our Twitter. Oh yes, we do have a Twitter, you know. We're very modern here, aren't we, Pilar? I think we are very modern. Yes, we are. The thing, as always, is twitter.com/englishradio. And the audio of this little broadcast is now going straight to our Audio Boo page, audioboo.com/englishradio.